What happened? The sock face thing come after you?
Yes.
Slender, I'm going to put them to a table for you. Don't you worry, okay?
I know you do.
And you, Slender, son of a bitch. Holy shit. Come on, me and you, Slender, one-on-one.
What the hell is this? SWO?
Slender World Order? You son of a bitch, spray painted my damn tarp!
One of my very, very close friends from Facebook. She is actually, she's not a super close friend, but we used to hang out quite a bit. But she said, finally a day that requires us to think about the president. Like we don't.
Like we haven't every day.
Like, yeah, it's funny. It's like we have this one day that's like about, it's dedicated to appreciating the work that's done from the presidency.
Yeah, and it's everyday news.
And every fucking day. There's actually no other news anymore.
I know. Like, there isn't.
There literally isn't.
John Oliver just did a whole segment about how much news we're missing that's actually interesting news.
Really?
Yeah,
good.
I just watched it last night. He's like, here are some stories you've missed that are fascinating. Like Kim Jong-un's brother was assassinated.
Yes. Right. Did you see how?
That. Yeah.
He had powder blown in his face, right?
This girl came up behind like him and rubbed poison on his face and then ran away.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But
there's
during
video.
Like a fake like game right. show prank in an yeah. airport or something.
And then he was like, I right. don't feel so good. I got to get out of here.
Did you see that the shirt she was wearing said lol?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was wearing a big lol
what a
shirt.
Troll. Killing
the
people.
The ultimate troll is murder. You know?
It is.
That's what I've always said. That's my catchphrase.
I have it tattooed
troll,
to myself.
Colon murder.
Ultimate troll is murder.
That's a good segue into our topic.
Yeah,
there.
That's true.
It is, actually.
Welcome to Did You Reddit, your weekly-ish podcast about the internet by way of reddit.com, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
There we go.
And my free day.
Those are the three of us. We talk about the internet. And today...
about happenings on Reddit.
Yeah.
Via
so
subreddits.
We don't really... Yes, we start with subreddits. So for anybody new or not new...
Or if you were just born last week right. and you got your noise cancelers on and you're like...
What's this about?
These kids are all into their phones these days, so I'm sure we got a lot
never know.
Of 2-3-year-olds.
That's true.
Most likely.
I would love to know that's our demographic. That we're like, we're the kids who like, we split the airtime with, I don't even know if SpongeBob is that young. I feel like SpongeBob is...
Like adults watch SpongeBob.
Right. Because
they think it's funny, it's ironic, it's right. a sponge.
It's a sponge. But anyway, this week, first of all, didyoureddit.com, didyoureddit Facebook, didyoureddit Instagram, didyoureddit... Do we have a Twitter? I don't know if we have a Twitter.
I don't think so.
We're not clever enough to tweet.
All the core ones, follow, review, rate, etc.
It's hard, man.
It is hard. This week we're talking about Slender Man. The reason we're talking about Slender Man is because there's a new documentary out on HBO that I think I'm the only one in the room who has seen, but it's worth a view because it's...
I was going to keep that information okay. close to this.
Well, it's if you're into the internet and internet culture... It's a particularly fascinating documentary. They don't really talk about it as, like, internet culture come to life, but, you know, Slender Man is something that started and has permeated solely because of internet culture as a concept. So it's interesting seeing this documentary, which is actually about a little background... You don't. There's not really such a thing as a plot blow, like when somebody says, "Hey, that M. Night Shyamalan movie ends this way."
Like a
spoiler.
Yeah, like spoiler. That's what I'm looking for. It's early.
I like calling spoilers plots blow, though.
I like plot blowers. Yeah.
plot blowers.
Yeah. Plot blowers.
So you don't really do that with documentaries, though, because it already happened. So there's not really such a thing as a plot blower.
There's a documentary out that I haven't seen that. A friend told me to see, and he says there's a big twist at the end, and I'm like, ooh.
And you're like, cool, I'm gonna get on Wikipedia.
Have you seen Tickled? It's right. about the tickling competitions.
No.
This documentary is supposed to be cool, but apparently there's a twist and it gets weird.
Is like, the twist child rape?
That's what I'm thinking. It's all about
tickling
kids, and that's what the guy discovers. It's like, oh, this is just a big like gateway drug into tickling kids or something.
Well,
I've never seen it, but I mean, I'm hoping.
Isn't that to be assumed, I guess? I mean, if you're going to competitions where the whole point of the competitions is tickling kids.
Yeah, you're trying to attract people.
Yeah.
Then what the population
is into tickling.
Yeah, totally.
It's like a big sham to try to recruit.
Right. What a weird... That's like Pizzagate, dude.
I think tickling is fucked.
Tickling? Oh, is like a concept?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Why would you ever... Like, what kind of grown man starts a tickling endurance program and then films it?
Wait, that's the thing?
Yeah, it's about... Competitive endurance tickling.
Competitive endurance like, tickling.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
that is gross.
I mean, you have to be a real sociopath to
like tickling
people. To win that competition, too. Because if you're the kind of person who's like, I don't have feelings, I can go forever. Mm-hmm. Right? You'd be like, dude, lock that guy up for forever.
Right? Yeah. If he just sits there staring at you while you tickle everything.
Right.
God.
Ugh.
Weird. That's not what we're talking about, though.
No,
that's
no.
That is what we're talking about because, I mean, we're always talking about it a little bit, but not the topic of today. The topic of today is Slender Man, the documentary, not to plot blow you, but...
No plot blower alert.
So it's about a stabbing that happened in 2014, I believe. Two girls... Age 12.
I think we got to back it up.
Stab their best friend. Well, this is what the documentary is about.
That's right.
So they stabbed their best friend and they said they did it because of Slender Man, right?
Yeah.
And Slender Man is one of the most omnipresent, or at least one of the most popular aspects of the internet. It was just kind of one of those things that everybody had heard of if you were into internet subcultures, etc.
And creepypasta.
So, and that is a good introduction to really what Slender Man is about. So, this one is we've done pods like this in the past where they're like derived from Reddit to some degree, but the subreddit for Slender Man really isn't the home of Slender Man, etc. So,
yeah.
We're probably going to talk a little bit about creepypasta, a little bit about Slender Man as a whole, reference Know Your Meme quite a bit. I think this is more than anything promo for our sponsor, Home Box Office, channel.
Mm-hmm.
Home Box Office is sponsoring this show. If anybody is listening from HBO, don't make us delete this episode, please.
Please.
Yeah. What? I don't. Oh yeah, they're the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're the greatest.
Have you not heard somebody call it Home Box Office in a long time?
No. Okay. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh.
Home Box Office.
Well, do you want to hear the rules
for Slender
Man?
Netflix is
Slender
a shitty
Man?
Name for
it
a
is.
Company.
I think Netflix
they,
is cool.
I think when they named it, they didn't think it was going to be this popular.
They should call it Blockbuster Online Video.
That's totally what it should be called.
B-O-L, Bowl.
Bowl.
All right. Well, at least the Bowl. Subreddit, like It's Your Dad mentioned, the subreddit isn't much to write home about.
Right.
The rules are this subreddit's dedicated to Slender Man, a mysterious being that's been stalking and ruining the lives of various people around the world. That
right.
doesn't sound scary to me. I think that probably sounds scary to younger kids.
Right.
So I think in some ways, maybe Slender Man has been taken over by a younger generation.
Right.
The golden rule is don't be a skeptical twat. Let's plays are now generally allowed so long as it's worthwhile content and we allow the community to judge your work.
I'm not
yes,
sure what that means.
That was a garbage sentence and it means nothing. Yes, we're aware that mannequins often wear suits and lack faces. Stop posting pictures of mannequins. Like if this gives you an idea of like what the community's become. It's kind of lame.
Right.
Bought into it.
Yeah.
Well, but this is, I mean,
it's not
yeah.
scary anymore.
But it's like a, at this point, it's a little bit of a, it's always been juvenile because that's kind of part of the myth of Slender Man is that Slender Man either protects or tortures kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one or the other. And, you know, it is this vague character that's been just propagated over time through the internet. So it's become a essentially an urban legend which we'll get into why, how that works with creepypasta, etc. But it's an urban legend that gets passed on. So now at this point, it's a little bit of the same appeal as like zombies or whatever, where they're, it's not as scary, but it's a tactic used in scary things sometimes, mm-hmm. right? Does that make sense? Is that...
I think so.
So, yeah. So, the subreddit for Slenderman is a little bit more like celebrating a scary urban legend without doing... without really perpetuating the actual scary of it.
It's right? like a DeviantArt page.
Yeah, it's like a DeviantArt page, and it's also... a lot of it's very meme-oriented, and it's kind of highlighting the things that Slenderman does, right? So... there's one, I mean, I saw one down at the bottom that was like somebody opened up their McDonald's bag and they had a cheeseburger and they go, but I thought I ordered McDonald's, and it's like, must have been Slenderman, right? So it's like one of those, or I'm sorry, it looks, I thought I ordered McNuggets, must have been Slenderman. So it's one of those things where Slenderman like does things without you knowing it and is always kind of around, and it's that kind of thing that this subreddit kind of skirts around, right?
Mm-hmm. So I don't, in case nobody knows who Slenderman is, which I didn't know who Slenderman was, okay. Should we explain?
Ooh, yeah. Well, let's take a step back.
You're talking about him like he's Jesus freaking Christ.
Do you want to take...
he kind of looks like Jesus freaking Christ.
He is Jesus freaking Christ. Except for
things. I have his wiki up if you want a quick little synopsis.
Wick him boobs.
I'll wick him. The Slenderman is a fictional supernatural character that originated as a creepypasta internet meme created by Something Awful Forums user Eric Knudsen, Old Knudes, also known as Victor Surge, in 2009. It's not that old. It is depicted as resembling a thin, unnaturally tall man with a blank and usually featureless face wearing a black suit. So, the stories of Slenderman commonly feature him stalking, abducting, or traumatizing people, particularly children.
Right.
So, that's kind of where you have it. It started out as like a thread in the Something Awful internet forum where the contest was to Photoshop an everyday picture but make it appear paranormal. So, our guy, Eric Knudsen, he created Slenderman. He kind of showed this big, tall, unnatural-looking creature in a suit holding hands with a child.
Right.
Look kind of old-timey. Like,
yeah, it looks like from the 70s.
70s, 80s. Yeah,
everyone like... everyone was getting molested
not present.
Murdered.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because there was no cell phones or cameras.
Yeah, so lots of hippie bands.
You could do whatever you wanted back then.
Totally. So the original post was... did you read the original post?
No,
it was a contest
for
this paranormal pictures.
Well,
this Photoshop contest, which you just said. Which the
but there was a there was a text post too that kind of elucidated that whole point. So
no, go for it.
It was, we don't want to go, we don't want to kill them, but its persistent silence and outstretched arms horrified and comforted us at the same time. 1983, photographer unknown, presumed dead.
Presumed dead.
And that was the picture with the kind of chubby kid staring at the camera.
Shit.
A couple kids in the background staring at the camera. And then in the far distant background, there's a Slenderman.
A Slenderman?
The Slenderman.
Who kind of looks like if John Cusack wore like a nylon over his head.
Yeah,
a little bit.
He's taller.
He doesn't even need to. His features are so bland.
Right.
Yeah. He's got the same John Cusack suit on, a black suit with a white tie.
He's just like stretched a little bit.
So he's stretched. It's a very basic personage. I mean, it really is just like a faceless white skinned. It's not even it's not like white racially. It's just like solid, kind
like
of ghostly
alien
white.
Ghost white.
Yeah,
faceless,
if Powder and Daljeem and John Cusack had a kid,
right.
It would be Slenderman.
That's right.
And then
Daljeem, because his arms are stretchy.
And I think
Street Fighter 2.
It says it's Slenderman's between 6 and 14 feet tall.
But his appendages can stretch. So
yeah, so it stretches out.
He can be as short as 6 feet just to blend in.
Right.
But he prefers 14 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
And in her book, Folklore, Horror Stories, and the Slenderman, The Development of an Internet Mythology, Professor Shira Chess of the University of Georgia connected the Slenderman to ancient folklore about fairies.
Yeah.
Fairies are otherworldly. You don't really know what their motives are. They live in the woods.
Right.
Hey.
Fairies are supposed to help us fly, not molest kids, right?
Well,
the only difference.
I don't know. Tinkerbell was stealing kids, little nymphs.
Yeah,
she was molesting.
Fairies are fucked up if you look back back in like
she
the
stole
origins
Peter
of
Pan
fairies.
Just is like, I'm going to take you from your mom.
Yeah,
and
I want to marry
creep you out for 12 years until you marry me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you don't, I'm going to flip my balls.
That's how it goes.
So there are also, Know Your Meme does a really good job covering this one since it really, it kind of was one of the original ones. I mean, this article was created 7 years ago.
Nice.
And it has, I mean, in terms of Know Your Meme, it's got quite the explanation.
Yeah,
but
excellent.
Yeah, so I'm just going to read the about too.
Okay.
As a kind of a final one, because I think there are a couple things we maybe missed.
Cool.
So, Slenderman, a.k.a. Slenderman, is a mythical creature often depicted as a tall, thin figure wearing a black suit and a blank face. According to the legend, he can stretch his short in his arms at will, like tentacle-like appendages protruding from his back. Depending on your interpretation of the myth, the creature may cause memory loss, insomnia, paranoid, coughing fits, nicknamed Slender Sickness.
Damn, maybe I have that.
Maybe that was a whole blood clot thing. Slender Sickness.
I think a lot of people want to look slender sick.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like a whole fashion
if
movement.
If you could be
depressed,
made
cheap.
Slender and have a really good bod, but you had to have memory loss, insomnia, paranoia, coughing fits, and nightly visits from Slenderman, would you do it?
Yeah, it sounds like a runway model kind of a deal.
I would do it. Okay, I'm cool.
Wait, what was the option? If you had to do what?
If you had to basically withstand the symptoms of slender sickness in order to look like a supermodel.
Okay.
Coughing fits, paranoia,
dude,
insomnia,
you'd be hot as fuck.
Loss.
Of course you'd do it.
Yeah, you'd do it.
So much attention you get at the pool.
Mm-hmm. Think of it.
Sick amounts of
it.
Think of it.
You just you're blowing dudes left and right.
Yeah,
you can blow whoever you want. Anybody can blow you because you're slender.
You're slender.
There's like a blow
get a free pass.
Train down at Venice Beach. Like,
you're a slender man.
You're living your best life.
Have you heard of Trender Man?
No.
Okay, we gotta get into Trender Man. So, all right, so... he is also known as a few other names, the operator Der Grofman.
Der Grofman.
Grofman. I don't know what that letter is in German.
I don't either.
But, Mr. Slim, the administrator, Daddy Long Legs, Mr. Thin, the tall man, the thin man, and Slendy. So,
Slendy.
So
that guy could sell a popsicle to
the great
Eskimo.
Man.
That's a Grossman. Sharp S.
Der Grofman. The great man is often translated into creepypastas as the tall man.
I think it's interesting that we got a German, like German people are latched onto this.
Well, this was originally Der Grossman,
mm-hmm.
Grossman, it's rumored to be a German folklore concerning a tall boogeyman existing since the 16th century.
Dude.
So, it's a very similar concept.
Shit.
The skinwalker a little bit, right? Like with a suit on, like he's
a little bit. I mean, but this is kind of the point. Is like there are a lot of folklore, urban legend type things that are all kind of in the same camp.
Yeah, like
this is just the internet's new version of it, right?
Yeah,
like the boogeyman is like this vague concept, right? That this could very well be the boogeyman.
Uncle Pete,
mm-hmm.
Uncle Pete,
Uncle Pete's had a few too many gin tonics.
Yeah.
My neighbor Jeff, aka the boogeyman,
right?
Dude, I feel like 77% of kids have that story now. Everyone's a molester. You turn on the TV, there's like a.
I know.
I listen to too much Pizzagate shit, so...
Damn.
Yeah, we need to... Man, I'm like afraid to get into Pizzagate because I just don't want to even entertain stupid conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
It just makes it sound like AAA is like a child molesting organization. You know, like everyone's doing it. Like
I know.
Costco is actually
I don't understand that. Like, I mean, maybe there are weird secrets about my friends. I don't know. But, like, if everybody was doing it, wouldn't somebody know? You know?
Yeah, it would come out at a bar, even. It'd be like, hey, man, great molesting this weekend. It'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard someone drop it casually.
I know.
No. Like,
people drop things casually when they're casual, so it must not be popular. It's like
I don't really get it. I think it's just because it's such an ignominy. Because it's the worst thing.
Yeah.
People just go... Well, they let their imaginations go haywire, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the worst thing, right? It's like it's you know.
But yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Well, we're not, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about molestation. I guess we kind of are, since we're talking about Slenderman.
Slenderman comes molests. And
grabs. Yeah, he grabs kids and he makes them stab people.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what he's doing.
I mean, yeah, we do, because there's a real life case of it. He actually made these girls stab this other chick.
Well, yeah. So the whole getting into
I have a number 55 in my mind. Did they stab her 55 times, or did I make that up?
They stabbed her a lot of times. She survived.
19.
Oh, 19.
Still a lot.
That's a lot.
Maybe it's a lot for little girls, man. If you're a 12-year-old girl, like when you guys were 12-year-old girls, can you imagine stabbing someone?
No, I can't. No.
Dog Boobs, did you ever like take one of your mom's hamburger meats and take a knife and go, dog, bad dog, bad dog, bad dog?
No, you know, I can't remember doing that.
Nose. I feel like that's something you would do.
The two fucked up things I did as a baby, I would...
As a baby?
Yeah, like three... Oh. I would take all the clothes off my Barbies, cut their hair, and tie them up bondage style on my dining room chairs and stuff. And my dad was like, this is fucked up. You need to get her help. And my mom's like, she's just a kid acting out fantasies.
Acting out her adult fantasies.
That was just a phase. And then I remember tying my Raggedy Ann to the back of a door and just wailing on her. Like, roundhouse kicks, punches, like... Not a fair fight. And then I did feel guilt after that one.
Well, that's good.
I think that's after my conscience had developed.
If you feel guilt, then you're not a sociopath.
But I have had many a stabbing dream. I dream a lot about stabbing bad guys. Like, well, if I'm in danger. Knives.
Yeah, here's the plug for TrueSwords.com.
TrueSwords.com has made me feel secure. I have so many knives now. I carry them with me. I think as long as they're on my waistband and visible, I am legally allowed to carry them. And if someone comes up behind me, I'm going to keep it in my hand, and I'm just going to go right for the artery, right in the thigh. And then you die.
We have it all planned out. So, Friday, what's the most fucked up thing you did as a kid?
Oh, as far as like creepy pasta goes?
Yeah, or in general.
Hold on, I don't know. Come back to me. Let me think.
Okay,
because that's like a big question.
Yeah. I used to be like a really big bully. That was like my problem. Yeah,
you were.
I was a huge bully until I was
push kids down or verbally like.
How does press. I've never been a bully and I always hate bullies.
I hate bullies too. I don't know why I was. I think it was just one of those things where when you're wielding physical power as a kid, you don't know what to do with it other than flaunt it.
Yeah,
I was always a smaller person. I hung out with older boys a lot.
Yeah.
I had an older brother and all his friends.
Oh, that's good.
I lived in a neighborhood.
That's why I hated bullies or something.
I lived in a neighborhood with, it was a ton of boys my age, just by sheer coincidence.
And you had a mustache.
Yeah, I had a,
You were like 3 inches
Well, there was one guy in particular, our buddy Greg, who we just fucking, how he did not become a serial killer,
I
do
not know. Have you called him lately?
Oh, he became one of my best friends. Like, he's a
Slumber
like,
King, right?
That was Nate. Nate was Slumber King.
You should buy him a Toblerone or something.
Yeah.
Send it to him.
Well, Greg and I eventually joined a band together, and he was like my writing buddy for music. But until like,
you're like, write more songs,
grade,
you bitch.
Dude, literally, like, we used to, I mean, I threw his bike into the lake. We used to practice wrestling moves on him. Like,
oh my God. Was he smaller than you guys?
He was a little bit smaller, and he would always tell his mom. So it was always like, he was just kind of begging for it.
He was a snitch.
He was a snitch, man. He was a snitch. But our buddy, this guy named Matt, who was actually a dick in the neighborhood.
If you don't snitch, it's bad.
Snitch. He took Greg's hat and he pissed in it.
Oh my God.
Like, it was like crazy fucked up childhood shit.
Did he ever retaliate?
No, he couldn't.
He was too small.
He was too small. He would retaliate by telling his mom, and then his mom would call our moms.
You're lucky his dad didn't have a AR-15. To borrow.
And you're lucky that he had the mental wherewithal and toughness to tell his mom instead of hanging himself.
That's
you know?
Very true. Yeah. I mean, the world would be a worse place without Greg. He's the fucking man for sure. Like, now he's the man.
Shout out Greg. Shout out the hat you got pissed in.
This
did terrible things.
For
we should send him a true sword.
But
one
I
of those
seriously
hats.
Think we should send him like a sword.
True swords. Yeah, okay.
Let's consider it. We'll look
defend
into
yourself
some.
Against bully sword.
Yeah,
there was one time where we we were playing football, as we did, because we were a bunch of dudes in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing two-hand touch because I think everybody knew that if we, like, hit each other, we would break stuff. Yeah. Except for Greg. Greg, it was like tackle Greg, everybody else two-hand touch.
Oh!
And our friend Kyle tackled Greg, and Greg was like kind of a wuss, so he was like on the ground and being like, oh, god damn it, it hurts,
that
right?
Hurts.
They were like, fuck you, Greg, get up, you fucking wuss, you fucking, what are you going to tell your mom, you fucking wuss?
And the next day, I don't think he said any of those words.
The next day, exactly, he came in said with a broken collarbone.
Oh, my god.
He came into school, Greg, with a broken collarbone.
Oh, Greg, my god. Dude. Isn't that the worst feeling? My brother used to, like, he seemed to me like a hypochondriac, and I would be like, stop bitching.
Right.
And then, like, the last time, he's like, no, it really hurts. My arm really hurts. And I'm like, Jesus. Like,
shut up, fuck pussy. Yeah, get up, Greg.
Like, man up, man. Like, stop whining. And they went to the doctor, and it was broken, and I felt so guilty.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I never doubted him again.
I used to do that to my little brother too. That was like I was a fucking dick.
Yeah.
But it was like
I didn't get you donuts this morning. Your tone was a little bullish.
But I eventually got it. I mean, I got it back.
Donuts.
Like my brother. So
I need
my
donuts.
The big changing point with my brother So my brother's 3 years younger than me, and he, you know, like a lot of siblings, he was smaller than me until he wasn't anymore.
Yes.
Right.
So same with my brother.
Yeah, so he was we used to play sports and shit, and I would always like pick on Sam. And then 1 year we were playing football. It was Thanksgiving with my family. I have a family of people who always play Thanksgiving football.
You play with a piece of coal.
Yes. Yeah, well, it was snowing out, and it was up in Akron where my dad's family is from. It was me, my brother, my dad, my uncle, and then his two kids, my two boy cousins. And I absolutely smashed Sam into the snow once. And the next one, on kickoff, I kicked into Sam. I went down and I ducked my head, and I quickly realized he was ducking his head at the same time.
Oh, jeez.
So I pulled out, and he knocked out my front teeth.
Oh, my and God.
Revenge.
I know, and it was like the turning point. And suddenly it was like, all right, you're a man now.
I can fight back.
You gotta go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, screw you, brother.
Yeah. But he's like bigger. He would beat the shit out of me now. He's bigger than
every
me.
Little, I was a little brother, so every little brother had to take like
extreme beating.
Extreme. And then the retaliation was always like, can't win maybe based on size, so mm-hmm. I haven't needed a weapon.
Right.
Like I threw D batteries at my brother at short
Whoa.
Range.
My
throwing ability got so accurate.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, if there was like people bigger, I'd be like,
D batteries. Jesus,
and then I'd like,
fuck.
There was these like cars.
Those are huge.
There was like racing tracks that were like cars went on. Like,
I threw car
cars.
Batteries at
and,
my
like,
brothers.
The turns like were right. kind of like boomerangs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I hugged those at my brother. I gave him stitches once.
Jesus,
like, you had to just like. You had to be 12 feet away.
You have to.
And God. Fight from a distance.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The minute my brother got bigger than me, it's like, my brother is a real nonviolent, like, Buddhist monk type.
Right.
Always?
So he's always kind of been that way. He's
Very
really, he's a really cool.
He didn't just pick it up after right. college.
It's a call out to my little brother. He's
so what
very,
you're saying is he's an easy target.
Well, he was.
Like,
sounds
we,
like
we
a real
go,
pussy.
We can go beat him up right now.
Well,
he wouldn't do shit.
Used to, but I think now he would
eat
he
this
just
poo,
like.
Randy.
He just got to the point where he could, like, I'd be coming at him violently, and he'd grab my arms and, like, push me down, and, like, I'd be like, and he's right. like, stop it, stop, stop.
Right.
And I'd, like, I would eventually be like, okay, my aggression's gone, sorry.
I think we missed a good part of the story where you were coming at him.
Yeah, well, yeah,
ass.
Like.
I love how you just
we
used
just
to wax him
would
up.
Get in, like, well, we'd get in fight. He had a smart mouth. And I had a strong backhand.
Oh,
and
I like it.
He would grab it, and he'd be like, no. Like, no violence. Stop it. Use your words. And I'd be like, fuck you. It's my turn on The Sims.
I always loved my friends with older sisters. Mostly because I always had crushes on them, because I was a 14-year-old boy. And I was always like,
you're 16, and you're a real woman.
It right. works the other way around, exactly. too. Like, I love my friends' older brothers.
Yeah, you gotta have.
You have to have that. aspirational fantasy.
So Slenderman's kind of the ultimate bully.
He's the ultimate older brother hot guy. Actually, you know what the older brother hot guy is?
John Cusack.
John Cusack. So let's actually get into Trenderman.
Trenderman
is a funny thing. So Trenderman is described as the sassy brother, sometimes referred to as the cousin of Slenderman, with a passion for fashion and clothing. So wearing brown fashionable attire with a white shirt underneath. So basically
just a mannequin.
So basically it's a mannequin, yeah, but it's Slenderman's effeminate brother who is like in the fashion scene.
He's a metrosexual. A term that went out of fashion like, I don't know, 12 years ago, but it's...
Well, I think hipster replaced it. I think...
Hipster, yeah, it replaced it, but metro was like specific to manscaping.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Right.
Metro.
That was when I was in college, metro was a thing.
Right.
Yeah, like the memes for that start out like, it's kind of like that Rage Wolf, or is it like Rage Wolf, or like...
Right.
Something that starts out like, no, it's like the black businessman meme, where it says it starts out with something that you think is going to be a stereotype and then ends where it's not. So like a Trenderman meme I will take you to the darkness so that no one can see the horrible shirt ever again. Like he's so sassy.
He's just a sassy, fashionista. Yeah.
Some khakis to wear with that vest.
Yeah.
Like he's looking out.
He's a fashionista.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Elfriede?
Oh, off the black businessman thing. Like, the black businessman loves the Bluetooth.
Right.
Like,
that's true.
It seems to be true. Like, I've been watching this trend for a while. And they've been on it since, like, the Bluetooth came out, like 2004 or something.
Good for them.
But just now, the white man's picking up the wireless headphone, the Apple headphone.
Yep.
It took the white guy, like, 15 years to catch up, right?
Yep.
Like, these guys were... Black businessman was ahead of the curve, is what I'm saying.
So okay. Like,
hats off.
Hats off to the black businessman.
I think, yeah.
I'm into that.
Because now Apple's like getting behind it, but it took them till the iPhone 7.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know, just an observation.
It's pretty cool.
I'm supportive of the black businessman and Bluetooths. I just want to put my flag in the ground right now.
Yeah.
They're super handy. I've had two in my life.
I would never be seen with one.
Why?
Because I don't.
There's a stereotype.
Think they look cool.
Because you're not a douche. Ah, see.
Yeah.
But now Apple's trying to rebrand the douche element of the Bluetooth.
But they're not doing it with like the
earpiece, right?
They're just doing it with
but you can talk into it.
Oh, can you really?
Yes.
On your watch?
No. There's just like it'll pick up your voice.
Oh,
damn, son.
So I'm saying by next year, like the cool hipster like Silicon Valley white kids
are
going to be talking in line at Starbucks like how the guy that's a douche was talking in line on his Bluetooth.
I fucking hate that. I just got a Fitbit. Like, I am 10 years behind.
Yeah, Fitbits are, I don't know.
They're dead. But I mean, I want to know my steps.
You know your iPhone does that too?
Yeah.
If you keep it in your pocket.
I know. But I like wearable gear.
Yeah, I think you should just get it installed in your wrist.
Yeah, me too. Kind of covers.
You think
up
Slenderman
my shit
wears
tattoo.
A Fitbit?
I think Slenderman.
I think Trenderman.
Trenderman
definitely wears
a Fitbit.
And probably a Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I almost think of Slenderman and Trenderman as Chip and Dale baskets from the baskets show.
Oh yeah, the show,
which is actually really good. You guys should watch that show.
Yeah, I do want to watch that.
It's
gotten a lot better
to get through.
It's not. It's gotten a lot. I mean, the humor is. Have you seen The Wire?
No, that's always on the top of my list to start.
Yeah, I love
but
The Wire.
If you can get through The Wire, you can get through Baskets. I promise you.
The Wire was fantastic.
That's good.
It's fantastic,
know.
But it's.
I felt like
so
I was
so fucking.
I felt
slow.
Like I was learning something about how it really is.
I just finally got past like the threshold on The Wire where I was like, I'm like 8, 9 episodes in, and all of a sudden...
Have you just started?
Yeah, just started.
It's gotten more old feeling lately, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The technology's even older now.
Totally. Right? But it's like I've gotten to the point where I'm like, now I kind of go, oh, this. I see the economy of this underground world. Okay, now I'm into it. Now I want to see how this stuff permeates other parts of underground society, right?
It is slow. Like, I tried to rewatch it recently, and it took me... I was like, man, I forgot. Like, it's a slow burn.
It's a very,
but once very, it gets moving, burn. Oh baby,
oh hot,
it just
diggity.
Picks up like a little bit of speed. It doesn't ever,
yeah, doesn't ever. You never see pyros.
Well,
that's how life seems, though, right?
It is. Well, that's the whole thing with the wires. People say it's like a reflection of real life.
Yeah,
Baltimore.
And I don't know if you can do that show. I don't know. It'd be a much different show now with all the technology shit. You watch.
Yeah, it would seem sci-fi. I don't think anybody would actually believe it. You know.
I just watched Fargo season one, which is great, and I think it takes place in 2007 or something. And there's, you know, there's these murders happening all over town, and there's just no cameras picking up anything because there just aren't cameras, I guess, in 2007. But I'm like,
damn,
it wasn't that long ago, right?
Yeah, everything. Gas station should have had them.
Anything public, like public banks business. And but every business now has tons of cameras,
you
not
know,
just the bank.
For sure.
Right.
So it's one of those things you're like, yeah, with a few cameras, this whole show wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that leads us into another show
Slenderman?
That Ben watched.
What? Oh, the documentary?
I mean, it's your dad.
Oh, yeah. My name's Dad.
Bingy.
Yeah.
Is his real name.
That binge watched.
Bingy binge watched.
What are we talking about? Slenderman
documentary. I want to know a little more about the stabbing that occurred.
Okay,
I think we all
were
aware what happened in the news a few years ago, but I don't know the details.
So it is a good documentary, and like I said, I don't want to plot blow it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what happened. So I think the real turning point with Slenderman, and I think the part of the reason why we're talking about it right now. I mean, obviously it's a good, interesting meme, but there are a lot of those. I think what makes Slenderman interesting is the fact that it leaked out of the internet and into real life in a real damaging way. And with kids who were so caught up in the fantasy of it that they didn't, no, they don't realize that it's not a real thing, right? So, basically, without getting too much in the weeds, these two girls in Wisconsin.
Waukesha,
Wisconsin. 12-year-old girls.
Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm familiar with Waukesha.
How are you?
What's it like?
It's a suburb of Milwaukee.
So, just Slenders everywhere?
So, Slenders everywhere. All of Wisconsin, like, southern Wisconsin seems to have lots and lots and lots of fields and wooded areas.
Is this where the documentary, what's it called?
To Make a Murder?
To Make a Murder.
Oh, that is northeastern Wisconsin.
Is that
Wisconsin.
Pretty like podunky back, like uneducated?
I don't know much about northeastern.
I think that's probably podunky.
Probably. The more north you get in Wisconsin, the more like backwoods it is.
Right.
How many NASCAR jackets per capita?
Oh, I don't really remember them being into NASCAR. But maybe they're into tractors.
That whole show, the guy wore this
Deere.
Like leather NASCAR jacket.
He really loves NASCAR.
Had like M&Ms on it, logos and
shit.
People where I'm from are definitely into NASCAR.
Sick.
Yeah. So these two girls, Morgan Geyser and Anissa Wire, something, were arrested on charges. I'm reading this from Know Your Meme, by the way. So were arrested on charges of first degree murder or attempted first degree intentional homicide after trying to kill their mutual friend by stabbing her 19
awesome.
Times.
Great.
So this is Morgan's best friend, actually. So
jeez.
She tried to kill her best friend. Now, the reason was basically that they wanted to please Slender. And they wanted to please Slender so that they could go live in a mansion in the middle of the woods with Slender Man. Now, 12-year-olds will be 12-year-olds. I think the thing that's interesting about this case is also they're being tried as adults, which I find asinine because they're fucking 12.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it if they were 17 or if they were 15 or whatever.
Yeah, like,
but
what's the point of separating juvenile court from adult court if you're just going to make arbitrary, like, well, this one offends me very much, charging as adults.
Yeah. And it's like, this is, for me, this kind of goes to show how difficult it is to conflate internet law and where the internet kind of seeds into reality, and how people, it like scares people and confuses them. It's the same thing you see with like hacking cases, right? Where it's just like, this guy hacked into somebody's cell phone, 10 years, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, Hold on a goddamn second, right? Like if you just stole that person's cell phone, you'd get probation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where people just suddenly, because they go, we don't know what to do about this, right? We're going to make them an example, right? So anyway, these two girls stab their friend because essentially they never really said Slender Man told them to. It was a lot more because of what they had read online, because they were so emotionally invested in the urban legend or the myth of Slender Man that they wanted to please him, and they were worried that if they didn't do this, he would hurt them or like their families.
Sacrificial lamb kind of a deal?
A little bit, yeah. And I think what you eventually find out is, so Anissa is kind of like a victim of childhood, where she's like picked on a little bit and kind of doesn't have a lot of friends, and is a little bit more like kind of the typical nerdy, like, you know, you're either going to get really into ICP or you're going to try to stab your friend type thing.
Yeah.
Morgan, on the other hand, who it seems based on the documentary is kind of the main perpetuator of it. She is schizophrenic. So it comes out, she gets tested by a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist is like, yeah, based on our conversations and what I'm seeing and whatever.
So Slenderman's a perfect companion for somebody who's schizophrenic.
You're prone to delusions. I think what they had talked about.
I don't know shit about schizos.
The difference between delusions and.
Just want to go on the record.
Something else. I don't remember what it was. Delusions and I don't remember, but
delusions of grandeur.
Well, basically, you know, there's when you think something's real, that's not. So if I go, there's a reptilian race that dominates the political populace. And
that's proven,
you know, that's proven, but that's like a delusion where it's like, it's not something you're not seeing or hearing fake things. You're just like, you've convinced yourself or something has convinced you of this delusional situation, which I think delusions are a little bit more common because we live in a conspiracy world where
everybody thinks that like half of the shit they're reading on the news is real, which means it's unproven. It's delusional.
And I don't know about this case, but I'm reading here that like auditory hallucinations are the most common symptom in children. Right. So for all we know, this girl was like hearing voices and thought it was Slender Man and wanted, like, you know, you hear schizophrenic people who end up making like doing violent crimes often hear like a voice kind of pushing them to do it.
Telling them that this is a right
move.
You have to do it.
Yeah. And they just want the voice to stop. So they're like, fuck it.
Fine. I'll do it. God damn it. Yeah. So I think, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's very sad. I mean, it's a sad thing. It's sad for the kid that got stabbed, obviously. It's sad for the girls. It's sad for the families. I mean, it's a pretty heartbreaking documentary, but it's also, it is fascinating because it's one of those things where, one of the things that the dad of Anissa talks about a lot is he has a fifth grade son or something, or like a 5-year-old, whatever. And at this point in the documentary, he's like, you know, I had to sign a waiver the other day that said that all the kids in my son's class are going to get iPads. And if he doesn't get an iPad, he's going to fall behind because it's a resource that our curriculum is now based on.
The parents had to buy them?
No, they had to like say it's okay that they're going to have this, right? But you know, this guy was like, this is really hard for me because I saw what intense exposure to technology and the internet did to my girl. I mean, she could, like, they haven't actually settled the court case yet. I think it's still kind of up in the air what's going to happen. They're probably going to get prison time, though, in some varying degree. But it's like, you know, I saw what it did to her. I don't trust the way the world's, I don't trust kids being able to tell the difference. I mean, look at something like Pizzagate, right? Like, where you know, you have a really good imagination and you go, well, connect the dots. And, you know, Pizzagate is one of those things that, like, if it did happen, I don't even really want to fucking know about it. But, like, if it didn't happen, it's just, the myth is never going to die, right? Yeah. Like, if you're a kid and you start investigating the 9/11 conspiracies, eventually you're going to be like, I don't know what's real. And then you're just going to, it's going to be a grab bag for whatever, you know.
But do you think those kids that are prone to like dive deep into those subjects are going to then, if the internet isn't a part of their life, just dive deep into a real life subject? Like, they're just going to go out and find it on the streets. Like, they're going to find homeless people and be like, what's up with the 9/11 conspiracy? Or, you know what I mean? Like, is it more safe to be on the internet in a way than it is to be in real life for certain people? Like, I don't think I'll ever go out and read a bunch of shit on the internet and then go stab somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm just not that kind of person. But there are going to be a few people out there that don't have the control system. So
yeah, I wonder if parents nowadays have to have that conversation. Like, you can go on the internet, but like, we need to have a talk about like reliable sources and non-reliable sources.
Well, I think.
I mean, maybe it's like a sex talk. I mean, maybe it really is something where you sit down and you go, "All right, you're at a point in your life where we need to sit down and we need to talk about memes."
I
think the same with news. Like, news is going to have to find a way to sort of have like a vetted, like a stamp of approval. Like, this stuff's been like cross-referenced and checked, and this is good. Right. And then there's just like organic foods have like a certified non-GMO label on the foods. You're like, oh, okay, this is like
totally
through some process.
Certification, right?
Yeah, like the news is going to have it. I was even thinking that like, you know, products are going to have potentially like stickers that say like, I'm pro-Trump or I'm anti-Trump, like for a product. Like, if Apple had a pro-Trump sticker on it, which they would never do because it would alienate too many customers, you know, would they do it? Like, people are going to start having to sort of justify their positions.
Right. Well,
just so the buyer, because if everyone wants to vote with their wallet, like, how am I supposed to know?
We've seen that a little bit with non-partisan small moments of activation. Like, there are apps or there are like plugins online where you could be like, if you look up at a politician, you can see the breakdown of where they're getting their money.
Yeah.
And things like that. But I think there's just a bigger issue of fact objectification, right? Like, or fact objectivity, where we just, a lot of the facts that we have been told were basic facts are suddenly people are like, but I don't know about that actually now that I think about it.
Yeah, like probably a lot of history books now, you're like, well there's actually this.
Well, yeah, like, revisionist history is a real thing, and I think it's you know, there are,
but you probably want to coach your kids into understanding that the kind of the greater point of all of this information is like, you're going to have to make a choice for yourself and sift through a lot of shit now because there's so much information. And hopefully we can give you tools to do that as opposed to just you becoming some kind of a sheep.
Yeah.
Don't be sheeple.
I mean, people. I hope we're entering a new age of critical thinking. Like, I love the idea of that being the case. I think,
isn't that the goal of learning, is learning to learn or something? Like, thinking,
I mean,
having
that's
skills to decide for yourself. That's
should
the tool
be,
you're going to need.
But that's not how we teach kids. I mean, that's
Fuck,
the problem.
What are we doing, people?
But that's not, I mean, you know, that's not how we, I mean, guys, like, we've all gone through the education system. It's like, how many fucking multiple choice tests did you take that predicated the entire existence of your, or where you stood in the economic or the educational ladder, right? I mean,
you asked a question.
I mean, it's
how much can you bench press?
Yeah.
That's not the question. But no, like, as a kid growing up, I feel like maybe this gets back to some internet conversation a little bit. Like, we didn't have internet to play with all day. So we built a lot of forts and we would go play games, and we're kind of interacting in the world. We had to sort of figure things out and then get ourselves out of like small troublesome issues and sort of deal with things.
Right.
When you're making your films, when you're 10,
McKelly
there's
movies.
Probably a lot of production issues you had to deal with in real time. Like, how are we going to get
this James Bond song to play throughout this entire scene?
Yeah, right. And you got to put it next to a speaker and like deal with it. Right? And
who's
going to
executively produce when you know that the SAG rules are complicated in your region?
Exactly.
So when you get to the age where you're working,
plus copyrights,
and your boss is like, dog boobs, figure this out. You're like, I've been figuring this out for 15 years.
Right.
Because I produced something called the Kelly Movies.
I don't know if
you heard of it, but we had a pretty sick James Bond track.
It's a series of five or
What's
six.
What's the James Bond song?
Oh, all of them. Oh, we had literally all the James Bond CDs.
I'm selling a little bit of a lawsuit.
CDs.
Yeah, we don't have the rights to anything in that movie.
So if you're on the internet too long and then Slenderman rolls around and you're like, oh, this is real, and I don't have the skills to discern whether or not something's bullshit, and I'm going to take Slenderman. And I'm schizophrenic, which sounds like the secret sauce.
Yeah, that is the secret sauce. Because Jacqueline Woolley director of the Children's Research Lab at the University of Texas at Austin, indicated that children are capable of distinguishing fiction from reality and that they were fully developed in this capacity by age 9.
Interesting.
So by age 9, kids should be able to know the difference between real life and a poorly drawn Slenderman. But I think that Jacqueline Woolley's statement is made before, was probably made before the internet became such a thing.
A robust.
Yeah, because like now even grown adults are having trouble finding out what the real thing is, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, but everyone's finding...
Our own president is having a hard time figuring out what's real and what's
Fox
not.
News is dictating his policy.
Yeah. It's I mean, he didn't even know. Or maybe he's an oracle and knows the future, because apparently there were some protests and riots in Sweden.
Well,
after he said
God,
that,
can you fucking imagine if all along Trump was an oracle who could see the future? I'd be like, some guys got it all. God damn it, some fucking people.
It'd be the perfect juxtaposition for like the gods. To I'm going to give one person ultimate power.
Right.
You know what it reminds me of?
It's going to be this dipshit.
I mean, I think one of our, I think.
It's almost like maybe this is like what Jesus went through.
Maybe. You know,
because he's like, I got all the answers. And everyone's like, boo. You idiot.
Don't compare Trump to Jesus, please.
I think I have to.
What if it's like the Watchmen? Because you remember at the end of the Watchmen,
Slenderman's
how it's
cousin?
Like people in this world are going to kill each other unless
we
do something catastrophic so that they come together. Maybe Trump is an oracle who knows that he needs to turn things on its head and fuck things up royally, so we'll all come together peacefully.
He's like
9/11. Yeah.
Like my big fear, and I think everybody, a lot of people's big fear in this whole Trump thing, is that they're actually wrong and he is good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's one of those things where you kind of look at
stock markets are
you just
going
look
up.
At it and you just go, how could this guy be the antidote? Right.
I just saw a thing on PBS last night about coal workers in your part of the woods.
Yep.
And like, they're going back to work, man. Everyone's like, we love Trump. And you're like,
Trump has been
in
office for 3 weeks. He hasn't done shit for them.
No.
But the companies think that they're going to relax the laws, so they're like investing again. Right? So it's like, oh, there's going to be no more EPA. So like,
we can just... We'll be a barren wasteland, but the coal miners will have jobs.
From their point of view, Trump's the man.
I mean...
Because all they care about is jobs.
What Trump represents is the man to those people, but not... who he is, and that's kind of the oh god damn it, I don't
would you take
this.
Yeah, wait, we should.
fucking guy, I don't know, whatever. So
the Trump little mini memes have been fantastic.
They're great.
I
like Tiny Trump a lot. I mean, I like a lot of the memes that have come from this Trump guy.
The creativity is getting good. It's getting better. Like John Oliver, SNL's been kicking ass.
Yeah,
Reddit and the internet's been kicking ass. Go Reddit, keep it up. This podcast, it's still mediocre.
still working on it. Still working on it.
Love you, fans. Keep listening. TrueSource.com.
TrueSource.com. Thank
Tom
you, our number one fan.
WSL.
HBO Home Box
HBO
Office.
HBO Home Box Office.
Big sponsor today.
Turner Broadcasting System.
Viacom. We want to thank Viacom.
Thank you.
Rupert Murdoch.
Keep the checks coming.
A little thing to think about.
Think about
in
your fans.
In our last few minutes together. I mean, we've got like 15 minutes, but... How would you feel if you were the girl that got stabbed and your two good friends stabbed you 19 times?
I mean, I'll probably like the guy that you used to get bullied by.
Right.
Dad, it's your dad.
Yeah.
I thought these guys are my friends.
Well, we don't. I mean, I have not heard or seen anything from the girl who got stabbed. I know. I think she might still be in the hospital. I mean, it was only 2014 when she got stabbed. Obviously, that's traumatizing. Beyond reason,
she's got a tough road. I mean,
you know, but maybe though there's an element. I mean, kids are fucking kids. Where we might eventually find out that she colluded and she was like, "I'll be a sacrifice for sure for Slender, definitely."
I mean, maybe it was one of those things where like she was just trying to, like, she got like mean girl bullet, like sort of like, "You won't do it," and she's like, "I'll do it," and it's going to be harmless.
You never know.
And they actually get to the time to do it, and then it, I don't know. It's like a weird thing. Like,
it's a weird thing. I mean, kids do strange things. I mean, it's one of those.
Because you don't know any better. You're kind
of you don't really know any better, and you know, it's like it's one of those. It's I think it's. I mean, kids experiment, right? Like that's part of being a kid, and it doesn't have to be. It could be as innocent as. I'm gonna see what happens when I like light this leaf on fire, right? Or it could be something crazy like what happens when I slip my wrist, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's part of being a kid is going through experimental processes and learning what to and not to do, right? And I think that
trial and error you're 30 years old, and then hopefully you've figured some things out.
Even though it's still there's still some stuff I'm trying to solve.
Yeah, every 5 years, hopefully you've like. You should have picked up some things. I mean, like, okay, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, but that's but you
and
know
that starts I, at 10.
Yeah, totally. And being a kid, I mean, everybody has those experiences of things that you did when you were a kid that you're like, well, I shouldn't have done that, but now I kind of get it, right? And I think that,
I had
you know,
one. It wasn't really bullying. It was kind of I think it's pretty funny, but there was this kid Joe Schmo in our class, and he was kind of like the dorky kid, and we like sort of picked him. We absorbed him into like our group because we all played sports, and he didn't. And we're like, let's convince Joe Schmo of something and see if he like does it to try to be cool.
Right.
So we started casually talking around him how awesome Meatloaf the band was.
Sick.
We were like, yeah, oh, this new band Meatloaf.
Not a hard sell.
They're sick.
Not
they're
a hard
so
sell.
Good.
Yeah.
And we did this for like, I don't know, 3 weeks, which seemed like an eternity back in high school.
Right.
And then we got in his car one day. And he had like the box set to Meatloaf in his car, and he was just casually listening to it. And we're like, we kind of like took a few minutes, and then everyone started laughing, like, "Oh, we got you, Meatloaf!"
Oh no!
And we kind of tricked him into buying Meatloaf because we said it was cool. But that's kind of mean. I'm sure he felt shitty.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, I think it's funny.
I mean, that's like a hilarious...
I was like, what, 14, 15? I was mob mentality into that. I can't say I thought of that, but I definitely participated.
I mean, that's a hilarious prank
it's
to
a great,
play on somebody, but...
It's nice, simple, clean. Nobody got injured.
I mean, but that, you know, as
nobody's
a kid...
Nobody's collarbone got broken.
But there's an element of, you know, being betrayed by your friends, which is
Yeah, at a certain
tough.
Point... those same friends are still my good friends, and I don't really trust. I mean, I trust them one-on-one,
right?
But in a group, I don't trust them.
Yeah,
totally.
Like one-on-one, if it's like, "Hey, man, can you help me like move?" I'd be like, "Sure, I'll be there."
Right.
But if it's like a group of guys, like, "Hey, can you help me move?" I'm like, "What am I walking into?"
You know? Yeah, totally.
You kind of like you develop these guards,
right?
Interesting.
And new friends I make, I don't have that. It's really just those old high school, grammar school
well,
friends.
Well, yeah.
But there's some shit. You're still going to like pants me.
I know.
Like,
I know the feeling.
Like that feeling never going to go away with those people.
Totally. Yeah.
Those people, I mean.
There's some people that I grew up with. Because I played a lot of sports, but I was also like into arts and shit. So in the sports circuit, I was like Mr. Fag, you know? So,
that's what you
Ben
called
Fag.
People.
No, that's what I was called. I wasn't called Mr. Fag, but that
Why,
was
because you painted your nails black and you were like into music and stuff.
I mean, I literally did both of those things. And yes, yeah. So
what a weirdo.
I know.
What a weirdo, dude.
But I, you know, hair. There are some people that were part of that system now that I will see when I go back home, and they're like totally nice, adjusted, like family men.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of like. Hey, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you about this.
Why? Because they bullied you?
Yeah, because it was like they were dicks to me when I was like when I was in high school.
You think that's why you bullied Greg?
I bullied Greg when I was a kid.
Got it.
And then when I
became friends and bandmates with Greg.
Yeah, and then Greg
later.
I mean Greg became one of my best friends. So it was like it was eventually awesome, but
you paid it back.
I wasn't even like I paid it back like I any kid who puts themselves in a vulnerable situation is going to be victim of bullying. I think it's just how it works when you're a kid.
By putting themselves in a victim situation,
well,
and
no,
just being smaller naturally than everybody else.
No, I think I think high schoolers in particular they're brutal and they're looking for ways to leverage their own self-worth. So
nobody wants attention on them, so they put it on
exactly
the person.
Exactly. So, and you know, there are good examples of people who are like, we're just weird kids that you're kind of like, hey, check out the weird kid. And then he because he's like such a weird kid, they kind of become cool, right? You know, like, or, but they're also the flip side is those kids who are inherently a bit strange or inherently into some stuff that's maybe a little bit more unrelatable, which is like my case.
We had a kid that wore a duster in high school.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I remember, I'm thinking of this now.
And like a sweater duster?
Like a full-on, like, oiled-up canvas.
Jesus.
You know, Texas thunderstorm duster.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I'm sure he's killing it right now. He probably drives a Porsche.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
So that's, so we're talking like trench coat probably. Mafia type shit.
Yeah, but there wasn't a group of them. He was the only guy. Yeah.
He was probably the harbinger of steampunk.
I don't want to drop his name, but that guy probably is killing it right now.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Killing something.
Killing something.
All right. Childhood's crazy. We should probably wrap this up, right?
I know that I want to just say one shout out for Wisconsin because they've been getting. I'm getting some shit, you know, with
hot
the whole
spot for death right
to
now.
Catch a murderer or whatever, and now this stabbing. But I'd like to say that the city of Madison held a one-day bratwurst festival to honor the victim of this crime, and they raised $70,000.
Holy shit!
In bratwurst.
That is.
So
that's a
and donated
town.
To her medical costs.
That's amazing.
So it's a great Wisconsin's town. A great place.
Madison, I've heard, is super badass.
Madison's a rad city. Right.
My friends from Minnesota shit on Wisconsin, and does it go vice versa?
Yeah,
yeah.
Washington thinks Minnesota's bullshit and too cold.
Washington thinks.
Wisconsin.
I love the idea of Washington and Minnesota having this weird cross country.
It's like, why do you guys care about each other at all?
We got orcas. You got a lake. Back off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. I don't know anything else about
orcas.
Minnesota except for the Timberwolves.
I think there's like a healthy.
So one quick note.
That town rules, Madison, by the way. I've been there.
It's cool.
I actually heard
it's a good college.
There's no tax on food.
Really?
So you get there and you like close out your tab. You're like, that's my tab's like $5 exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be more.
$6.19.
Right. Yeah.
Great so town. One quick thing. So creepypasta we never truly explained.
Let me,
I'm going to do a quick go on creepypasta and then maybe we'll do a sub entire. I'm sorry, we'll do a pod entirely about creepypasta because creepypasta is actually like, the more I read about creepypasta, the more I'm like, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
So creepypastas. Is a term on the internet for basically horror stories that you copy and paste in other places to where that's how they spread, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's instead of it being like, you know, my grandfather told me this story once, it's like literally you're copying and posting on other forums and other blogs and other things, right? So verbatim from the Creepypasta Wiki is essentially horror stories, internet horror stories passed around on forums and other sites to disturb and frighten readers. The name creepypasta comes from the word copypasta, an internet slang term for block of text that gets copied and pasted over and over and over again from website to website. So that is how, that's the technical internet term for what Slenderman is and what Slenderman came to be. There are other famous creepypastas as Jeff the Killer, which is Jeff Killer. So Jeff the Killer, whose face was burned off with acid, who hides in your closet telling you to go to sleep, right?
It's almost too obvious.
I know. The Rake Monster. The Rake is a creature believed to be a humanoid in appearance with several references in folklore and horrific urban legends, originally appearing on the internet creepypasta. The creature reportedly attacks humans due to unknown reasons and often causes victims great psychological trauma. So it's an ambiguous looking thing that just attacks people and makes them sad. So
seems scary, I guess.
The Rake Monster.
We should come up with one, guys, right now.
What is the Mashable 2013? What is the creepiest? What is the scariest creepypastas? Right. Number one, Slender Man.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Candle Cove. So everyone has a television show from their childhood that they remember fondly. Candle Cove, the 1970s Candle Cove on a television forum in the creepypasta. Slowly the memories of the show grow darker and more disturbing until one of the adults asks his mother about the true nature of the show. Don't really understand that. Robert the Doll, Anasi's Goatman story.
Is it scarier
the Russian sleep experiment?
The names bad guy be like a basic name like
Jeff
Bob Jeff
Ben Robert. Drowned I think is another one. Persuaded, Smile Dog, Anora Petrova, No End House,
I love
and Psychosis,
all of the names.
And Doors. Yeah. The last one is called Doors. Spoon Man.
I think dog boobs could probably come up with someone pretty scary right now.
Yeah.
Based on.
Just make one up.
We should make one up for the pod.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe next time we write our own creepypastas.
Maybe we write our own
creepypastas. And then go into creepypasta.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It does.
They can be really short.
Oh, okay. I guarantee mine's going to be about my neighbor who puts notes on
cars.
On Frida's car when she's upset that he parked in her.
I love your neighbor's super judgmental and then has just like piles of shit in front of their house. And like,
yeah, she's
literally
she's crazy.
Lives in garbage.
I've lived here for 5 years and I still have not quite understood their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like neighbor, growing up in a small town, like you kind of had some idea of what was going on with your neighbors.
People gossip.
Yeah. Them. In LA, I have no fucking idea. They might as well live in another town for all I know.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just like, they're people that sometimes I see walking into their front house or front door.
Yeah. How do they make money? What do they do? Right. Do they like,
I hear them playing, I hear them playing a lot of medieval classical music and so like a quartet.
Maybe they're LARPers.
They might be. They're LARPers or swingers or something. I don't know what's going on. But
swinging LARPers.
Swinging LARPers.
LARPers?
You don't know what LARPing is?
No.
Live action role playing?
Oh my god, I've never heard
I feel like
that
you,
term.
You seem like would you have be, been really into LARPing.
You missed the LARP train.
Yeah.
It's basically like Civil War reenactment for people that were more into Vikings and shit.
Like Renaissance fair?
Yeah, like yeah. Game of Thrones. Style.
It's hard not to be extremely judgmental about them because it's really nerdy, yeah. But it's also kind of cool.
I think I'd like my role play online.
You role play online?
No, if I was gonna, I'd do it all right. Online. I think I'd be embarrassed to get dressed up and be like...
Yeah, but if everyone else is gung-ho, it's like...
I think I'd be embarrassed for them. Then.
What's the matter? You don't like mead?
Well, you're
maybe
too good
get
for
along
mead?
Great with them. Yeah. Who knows?
Oh, I guarantee. Yeah. I mean, they're
some good
cool
YouTube
people. They're just
docs.
Nerdy as yeah. Fuck.
Well, it's like this little group of, it's a community that's their community. Like yeah. They're right. Not accepted in most communities.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of like
actually did a
clown posse.
I did a small documentary about LARPing in college.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go to these things with a camera one. And I would have to like, I'd have to wear like a medieval, like, Game
you do
of
kind
Thrones
of look like
thing.
A medieval knight.
I do have a little bit of that. Oh, that's your. Are you taking blood clot pills or you have to go?
I gotta go.
Oh. But anyway, yeah, so I did this little documentary. I remember the people who are really high ranking in the LARPing world. So, like.
How many wives do they have?
Fictitiously.
This is how these things
fictitiously,
go.
They have like four, right?
Yeah.
In reality, they're like.
They're strong.
They're like on their second marriage, oh. And they're like a sales associate at like the Staples or something. So it was all, but they're like the king of their kingdom in the LARPing world.
Yeah,
see, like
which is
that's
why
great.
I know,
which is why it's great. Which is why they love it because they're part of something that's
totally.
Bigger than
totally
know, working a shitty. Hourly job.
Totally. I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, it's like if you're a dungeon master in Dungeons and Dragons, it's like, to a degree, you're like, I really love this thing. All this other bullshit I do is awful, and I hate my life. This thing gives me meaning, right? So, that's a good note to end on, I think.
Yeah.
Positive note.
Positive note.
Beautiful.
LARPing. LARPs. Get into it, guys. Come on. What are you afraid of LARPing for? All right, so we didn't, because this one was a little bit unique, we're not going to gold anybody. I think we're going to get back to the gilding, so if you're a really active Redditor and you want us to cover your sub, and for some reason you don't have a gold, let us know.
Yeah.
We're probably going to gold you, or
exactly.
Gild you.
I've a couple sponsors, I know we've mentioned TrueSores, we got a lot of interest from
Home Box Office.
Right.
My people at Tom's Shoes have been just barking up our tree.
Oh yeah. Whatever happened to MeUndies?
MeUndies, gotta hit them up.
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
And
we're racking them up.
Yeah.
I do think we should get that friend you bullied,
Greg,
a katana.
Greg, you know that leaded hat.
Greg is doing great right now. I don't know if I need to get Greg anything else new.
He's doing well.
He's doing all right.
Is he just crushing?
No, he's
living it up.
What's he doing? He's
how
like
big
a
is flat screen
mechanic in my hometown.
Okay,
but sick. But is like got a cool girlfriend, happy as a clam.
Plays
in bands. Greg's the man. Shout out to Greg. He's the cool. Fucking G.
Shout out Greg.
He's the ultimate G.
Hey, if Greg's on Reddit, we could give him some gold.
I wonder if Greg is on Reddit. That's a good point. Let me track down Greg on Reddit.
Should send him a copy of Meatloaf too.
Yes.
Hey Greg, there's this new band everybody fucking loves. I mean, my nickname for Greg has always been Pop Punk Greg, because we were in pop punk bands growing up, and then I steered off in a weird, like, multi-time signature stupid metal that only, like, two people in the world likes, and Greg has always been, like, true diehard pop metal, or pop punk, like, period. Like, Blink-182, Sum 41, fucking Newfound Glory, like... Greg is still rocking that train. Oh, he's a little bit more music country sucks. Music now, but I know. But he's pop punk Greg, man. He kept his roots. So
he likes what he likes.
You gotta respect it, you know.
Yep.
Okay, cool. This was Did You Reddit? One random. See what we get. See what we land on. We're gonna hit the random button and parrots. That's interesting.
Huh. That's kind of fun.
I'm subscribed to that. The parrots.
I know. Parrots are fucked up, dude. The fact that they can like say. What you're saying almost tonally verbatim.
We should do parrots sometime. I had two parrots in high school.
What?
Mm-hmm. How'd they die?
And into college.
What? Well,
when my parents got divorced, we had to find someone to keep them.
You had to kill them.
No.
Okay.
We found like two people who were like parrot collectors in Ojai, and we just let them adopt them.
Cool.
But I know a lot about parrots, and I don't think they have souls or connect to human souls in any way.
And they'll bite your finger off.
Yeah, they will. They'll sit on. It's really fun. They'll sit on your shoulder. They'll like nuzzle into your hair. You're thinking you're having a real moment, and then they'll bite your fucking earlobe as hard as they can.
That sounds like a nightmare.
For no reason.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm into those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my random I got was Insane Clown Posse.
No shit.
No way.
Which
Whoa.
I think we should do.
Oh, dude, that's like the find of the century.
That needs to be what we do. I think that's going to be mine next time.
Love that. I've been trying to get my band to get on their festival.
Dude.
I really. Is it just Insane Clown Posse? What is it? ICP?
Yeah, Insane Clown Posse.
There's only 47 people in this sub. That's no.
Maybe there's
no way.
A better one.
Is it ICP? It's probably like Clown Mafia or something crazy like that.
I'm gonna look Insane Clown Posse Reddit. It is. Oh, there's an Insane Cringe Posse.
Awesome.
Juggalo.
Juggalo. That's definitely
the one
what
to
it
go
is.
To.
Juggalo Nado.
Juggalo Nado. Okay,
Insane
how many people?
Cringe Posse.
What if a tornado full of
2,000 juggalos chugging Faygo.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And there are 5 juggalos hyped for the Missing Link users here right now. We're doing this next time.
I love it. All right. Cool. They get such a bad. I actually have a lot of opinions about them. So
this is going to be good.
Yeah. All right. We're going to do ICP next time.
They're your hometown crew almost.
They're my people, dude.
I'm excited.
The lifeblood of Ohio.
They are the lifeblood of Ohio.
They are.
I feel like we might. I wish there was somebody that we knew that really knew ICP that we can get on, because I feel like that's like one of those subcultures that's like way beyond anything we'll ever be able to understand on the surface. So
let's ask around this week.
Let's see if your buddy Bryson's really into ICP.
He isn't, but I will ask if he has friends from back home who are. Because he lives in like a really tiny town up Northern California.
I love it. All right, cool. This is Did You Reddit. My name is It's Your Dad.
All right, I'm Dog Boobs.
And I'm My Free Day.
I'll catch us next week for more talk about Slender stuff and the internet and Juggalo Nation.
Woo!
Bye.